I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Timothy Gowers, who is doing the colloquium lectures at the 2016 Joint Mathematics Meetings. And those lectures will take place Wednesday afternoon, Thursday afternoon, and Friday afternoon from 1 to 2 in the invited address room, ballroom 6B and C at the Convention Center. And the title is Quasi-Random Sets, Quasi-Random Graphs, and Applications. Tim, would you like to tell people a little bit about your lectures?
Yes, I mean, that was the title for the first lecture of the three. And the more general overarching title for the three lectures is Generalizations of Fourier Analysis and How to Apply Them. So really, this is just a theme that links various topics that I like in additive combinatorics, which is the area I work in and which I would like to use the lectures to introduce to a wide audience. Some people will obviously be familiar with it, but not everybody by any means. And one of the tools that we use a lot is Fourier analysis. But the rather sort of interesting aspect of it that I want to emphasize is that once you've seen what you can do with Fourier analysis, you quite quickly come up against things that you'd like to be able to do with Fourier analysis, but for one reason or other, they don't seem to work as easily as the original things. But quite often it's turned out that that has been the spur to develop more powerful or sort of varied notions of Fourier analysis that work in different contexts. So these difficulties are rather sort of fruitful difficulties because they've led to the development of more theory, which has then can be used to develop further applications and so on. So that's the sort of general picture. And so each lecture is going to talk about a different context or pair of contexts or something like that, in which one develops an appropriate notion of Fourier analysis and then solves the problem. So I hope it'll be a sort of nice combination of varied topics, but with a common theme running through the whole set of three lectures.
And am I right from the description that the second and third lectures are independent?
Yes. The second and third, it'll certainly help if you've been to the first, but if you miss the second, then the third will be all right. And obviously, the converse is true, but... Second obviously doesn't depend on having been to the third, but so the second and third are about generalizing Fourier analysis in two rather different directions.
In quasi-random, am I right that in a shorthand is things that look random but aren't generated randomly?
That's exactly right, yes. So a good example of something that's quasi-random is the so-called Paley graph, where your vertices are numbers mod p for some prime p. And you join two of them. I think it's convenient to have p being 4n plus 1, I think that means. You join x and y with an edge if and only if x minus y is a quadratic residue. So you need minus 1 to be a quadratic residue. So that's a completely deterministic, explicitly defined graph. But it turns out that it looks in many ways like a random graph. So if you take, for example, two large sets of vertices, one has sides R and the other has size S, and you ask how many edges are there between those two sets of vertices, the answer will be very close to RS over 2, which is what you'd get if you just chose edges independently with probability a half. And there are many other properties. It turns out that quasi-random graphs have all sorts of properties, any one of which characterizes the notion of quasi-randomness, which makes it a rather useful concept because sometimes you can prove one and then apply another of these quasi-randomness properties.
Tim, is there anything you'd like to add about the set of lectures?
Nothing springs to mind.
All right, so it sounds like a very rich topic, and 3 hours is a long time, but it doesn't sound like you're going to run out of time with things to talk about.
No, I've nearly finished the notes for these lectures, and they run to over 40 pages. The notes will actually probably have rather more detail than what I'll be able to say in the lectures themselves, but... No, what I'm talking about over three lectures could easily fill a 24-lecture graduate course or something like that, so if done in full detail. But obviously I should be just doing things in a much more informal way and just sort of surveying the area, but also trying to give some flavor of how things are proved, because that I think is what's really interesting about it, rather than just sort of a list of results.
All right, well, thank you. That's Timothy Gowers from the University of Cambridge, who is doing the AMS Colloquium Lectures at the Joint Mathematics Meetings in Seattle. And the title is Generalizations of Fourier Analysis and How to Apply Them. Is that the right title?
Yes,
all right.
That's the one.
And so that'll be first three afternoons of the joint mathematics meetings, Wednesday through Friday afternoon from 1 to 2 in ballroom 6B and C, the invited address room. Tim, thanks very much for taking the time to talk with us, and good luck with the lectures.
Thank you very much.